From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
Welcome once again to Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's program, Dr. Cairns will commence a series of studies in Psalm 119. Not only is this the longest of the Psalms, it is also the longest chapter in the Bible. The subject of the Psalm is the Word of God, expressed in many different ways. Some of the most precious statements regarding the Holy Scriptures are to be found in this psalm. Dr. Cairns will be with us shortly. First, we invite you to enjoy this brief devotional thought taken from the collection Morning and Evening by Charles Haddon Spurgeon. This morning's text is found in the Song of Solomon, chapter 4 and verse 7. Thou art all fair, my love. The Lord's admiration of His church is very wonderful, and his description of her beauty is very glowing. She is not merely fair, but all fair. He views her in himself, washed in his sin-atoning blood, and clothed in his meritorious righteousness, and he considers her to be full of comeliness and beauty. No wonder that such is the case, since it is but his own perfect excellency that he admires. For the holiness, glory, and perfection of his church are his own glorious garments on the back of his own well-beloved spouse. She is not simply pure or well-proportioned. She is positively lovely and fair. She has actual merit. Her deformities of sin are removed. But more, she has through her Lord obtained a meritorious righteousness by which an actual beauty is conferred upon her. Believers have a positive righteousness given to them when they become accepted in the Beloved. Nor is the church barely lovely. She is superlatively so. Her Lord styles her, "Thou fairest among women." She has a real worth and excellence which cannot be rivaled by all the nobility and royalty of the world. If Jesus could exchange his elect bride for all the queens and empresses of earth, or even for the angels in heaven, he would not. For he puts her first and foremost, fairest among women. Like the moon, she far outshines the stars. Nor is this an opinion which he is ashamed of, for he invites all men to hear it. He sets a behold before it, a special note of exclamation, inviting and arresting attention. Behold, thou art fair, my love. Behold, thou art fair. His opinion he publishes abroad even now, and one day from the throne of his glory he will avow the truth of it before the assembled universe. Come, ye blessed of my Father, will be his solemn affirmation of the loveliness of his elect.
Jesus, Lord,
At this season of the year, the thoughts of God's people turn with special emphasis to the miracle of the Incarnation, the incomprehensible truth of Emmanuel, God with us. The Apostle John wrote, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." Prior to the birth of the Lord Jesus, Joseph was told, "Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." To assist you in meditating upon the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ into the world, we're happy to offer a unique publication called The 12 Days of Christmas. Written by Roger Ellsworth, an experienced minister and writer, The 12 Days of Christmas is a small paperback book containing 24 devotions, each including a short scripture reading, several paragraphs, and a concluding To Think About section that draws lines of application from the text to modern-day life. The book is intended to help the hearts and minds of believers to focus on the wonder of the Incarnation, as well as to encourage unbelievers to come in repentance and faith to Christ. Let the Bible Speak is pleased to make this inspirational booklet available free of charge to our listening audience. You may have a copy simply by contacting us by phone, email, or regular mail. You may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Or if you wish, you may write Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Again, that's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. We encourage you to request your free copy of The 12 Days of Christmas while supplies last. On today's program, Dr. Cairns commences a new series of messages on an extremely important theme for Christians in this age, living clean in an unclean world. The text for all of these messages will be Psalm 119, verses 9 through 16. In this first program on the subject, Dr. Cairns focuses on verse 9, where the psalmist asks a vital question and then gives the answer. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? by taking heed thereto according to thy word. The emphasis here shows us that to live clean, our lives must be directed by God's word. In the course of this message, Dr. Cairns will deal with the place of the Bible in our lives and the proper use of the Bible. And now to bring God's word for today, here is Dr. Alan Cairns.
We're turning this morning to the 119th Psalm. And I have good news for you, and I have better news for you. The good news is, I am not going to read the whole psalm. The better news is, I'm not going to preach on the whole psalm. We're going to read one section. The 119th Psalm has a section corresponding with each letter of the Hebrew alphabet. And in the Hebrew Bible, the initial word of each verse of each section commences with that particular letter. We're reading the second section, starting at verse 9. And if you would like to consider a study of the whole psalm, rather unique study, I say rather unique, that's a contradiction, but I say it because I'm not quite sure that nothing else is available, but I don't know of anything else available, like the study that our Clerk of Presbytery in Northern Ireland, John Douglas, has turned out on this psalm. Don't want to take time going into it, but unlike the English language, where some of our letters are just sounds, the first letter of the alphabet, A, or as I grew up, as a little fellow learning it, ah. What does that mean? Nothing. In itself, it means nothing. Be. Well, there is a verb, to be, but that's not what we're referring to. What does that mean? Nothing. But the letters of the Hebrew alphabet are not just sounds. They're also words. And each of those words has a meaning. Some scholars come to this, what they call an acrostic psalm, and gets me sort of angry when I read them. They're so full of their own stupidity. I've read one Roman Catholic scholar, and he said, actually, the poetry of this psalm is not very good. It's sort of strained and repetitive, and of course, he's just an ungodly man, hasn't a clue in the world what he's talking about. What Mr. Douglas does is to show you that in each section, the controlling thought is set in the meaning of the word. Aleph, Beth, Gimel, all these. These supply the controlling thought through each section. So that book, I don't know if we have it in the book room at the moment, but it is available. And I would certainly recommend that you study it and that it'll give you a good insight into the 119th Psalm. Rather different, I would suspect, than anything you have read heretofore on the psalm. But we're reading just the one section, verse 9 through to verse 16. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. O, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord. Teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Amen. The Lord will add his own blessing to this passage from his own precious word for his name's sake. I want this morning to turn to the 9th verse of this psalm, the first of this section. If the Lord so guides, I will come back in weeks to come to pursue the remainder of this section of Psalm 119. I think you will find that the theme of it is certainly one that we need to pay attention to today. The Bible's never out of date. The Bible was written a long, long time ago, but it is as up to date as can be. And certainly the overriding message of this particular section of Psalm 119, you will find to be one that we all need to hear today. Our text says, "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word." Now, right away we can see that the text is a word directed especially to young men. A very necessary and very urgent message for young men. But as you look at it, you'll discover that the message of it is applicable to all men, young and old. And as you look further, you'll discover that it's as applicable to women as it is to men. So while the focus was initially on young men, the message is certainly for all of us. This is a word about a young man's way. The word way indicates his practice or his manner of living. And when it asks the question, wherewithal shall the young man cleanse his way, the suggestion is that his way has already become defiled. His way of living has already become corrupted. We're not surprised by that. Paul, in writing to a young man, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 22, commanded him to flee youthful lusts. There are corruptions and defilements that are particularly dangerous for the young. And so Paul speaks about youthful lusts. But lest anybody thinks that age brings some sort of sanctity or experience brings some sort of holiness, the Apostle Peter speaks to all age groups of fleshly lusts that war against the soul. And certainly whatever age group you fall into, you are still in a body that lends itself to be the instrument of wickedness, and he's warning you, therefore, of fleshly lusts which are doing battle against the interests of your soul. Peter also speaks on a much wider basis about the corruption that is in the world through lust. So here we have some scriptures that would let us understand why the psalmist here is speaking of a young man's way of life having already been defiled and corrupted. So, with that in mind, the psalmist asks a question. Rather, this question involves a series of questions. There's only one question in the text in so many words, but it infers many others. For example, the question comes out of this: if my life has become defiled and filthy, how can I get it clean again? Or perhaps, can I ever get it clean? I've had people and young men come with that very question. Given where I have been, given what I have done, knowing what I have experienced, seeing how far I have fallen, seeing what has happened, is there any hope? Can I ever get it clean again? And then, of course, the question is suggested here in the midst of a corrupt and ungodly world. How can I live a holy life? The thought among the young is, well, it's all right for you old people. In your day, life was much simpler. Obviously, you didn't live in our day. That's one of the great fallacies. The young always feel this. I felt it. I believed it about my father's age. And, of course, I couldn't have been dumber in thinking it. My dad was just a late teenager. He was already standing up to his waist in muck and mire in the trenches of the First World War, surrounded by wickedness and death and violence and hatred, hearing language that no ears should ever have to hear, seeing things that no eyes should ever have to see. He'd already, since a little boy of six, been through an experience that I have never been through. I've never known what it was to be deprived as a child of its mother. I've never known what it was to be left to the tender mercies of an alcoholic father. I've never known what it was to go hungry and without clothing and have to leave home at 12 or 14 years of age to live in the streets. I've never known that. My dad knew that. And yet I had the stupidity to think, well, it was easier in your day. Don't you believe it? It was never easier. The world is an ungodly place. And in an ungodly world, how can I live a holy life? Sometimes you get the impression, such as the wickedness of the world, that we just have to assimilate it. We just have to accept it. We just have to go with the flow. We've got to get rid of all this talk about holiness. We've got to get rid of all this old-fashioned idea of living a sanctified life, and we just go with the flow. Is it possible to resist? Is it possible to rise above the evil influences that are everywhere around us? It's a question that comes out of this text. And another, it'll reach every heart. How can I have a consistent experience? This is talking about my way. This is not just a flash in the pan. This is talking about a way, a path through life, an experience, an ongoing thing. How can I have a consistent experience of genuine purity? Not just conforming outwardly. Not just putting on a show for teachers or pastors or parents. Not just putting on a show for our fellow believers. Well, we look good, but inwardly full of corruption and wickedness. How can I have a consistent experience of genuine purity rather than this constant up and down experience? One day hopeful, the next day in the depths. One day thinking I have victory, the next day living in abject despair and defeat. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? That's the question. And thank God the text gives the answer. He shall cleanse his way by taking heed thereto according to thy word.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we Let the Bible Speak.